Welcome to Chemistry of the Mind, Unlocking the Brain's Secrets. I'm particularly fascinated by the gut-brain axis today because of its implications for mental health. It's like, you know, a whole new frontier in understanding how our bodies and minds interact.
Yeah, exactly. It's this intricate two-way communication system between our gut and our brain, and it's mind-blowing how much influence they have on each other. I'm really interested in how the gut microbiota plays into this, especially in conditions like anxiety and depression.
It's like our gut has a direct line to our brain, influencing everything from our mood to our cognitive function. The question is, how can we harness this connection for better mental well-being? That's what we'll be exploring today, so stay tuned.
This second brain in our gut, the enteric nervous system, is incredible. It's a complex network of neurons that can operate independently, yet it's constantly talking to our brain through the vagus nerve. I'm curious to discuss how this communication happens.
Well, let's start with the basics. The gut-brain axis involves this constant back and forth of biochemical signals between the gastrointestinal tract and the central nervous system. It's not just nerves, but also the endocrine, immune, and humoral systems all playing a role.
And the gut microbiota, that community of microorganisms living in our digestive tract, adds another layer of complexity. They produce all sorts of chemicals like neurotransmitters and short-chain fatty acids that can directly impact brain function.
It's fascinating how these microbial metabolites can travel to the brain, influencing everything from brain development to stress response, anxiety, and even memory. Research shows that changes in gut microbiota composition, whether due to diet, drugs, or disease, can have ripple effects on our mental state. It really makes you think twice about what you eat, right?
Absolutely. And while the research is still ongoing, particularly in humans, the potential of probiotics to restore microbial balance and improve mental health is a game changer.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to treat anxiety and depression by targeting the gut. That's powerful stuff.
There's also the cephalic phase of digestion, that initial brain-gut interaction triggered by the mere sight and smell of food. Pavlov's work way back in 1904 demonstrated this connection, but now we're starting to understand the intricate mechanisms involved.
It's not just about digestion, though. The enteric nervous system, with its 500 million neurons, can function autonomously, controlling peristalsis and enzyme secretion. But it also uses neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, the same ones found in the CNS, to communicate with the brain. It's like a parallel processing system.
And that's why it's called the second brain. This intricate network, with its myenteric and submucosal plexuses, is constantly monitoring the gut environment and sending signals to the brain through the vagus nerve. But the big question is, are changes in the gut microbiota a cause or a consequence of disease? It's likely a complex feedback loop.
Right. And how does this all relate to specific mental disorders like autism, schizophrenia, or even Parkinson's disease? There's so much more to uncover about the gut-brain axis and its role in both physical and mental health. It's an exciting area of research.
So we were talking about the gut-brain axis, this incredible two-way communication system. It's really remarkable how much influence our gut has on our brain and vice versa. Where do you think we should dive in next?
Well, I'm really fascinated by the role of the gut microbiota in all of this. I mean, think about it, trillions of microorganisms living in our digestive tract, producing chemicals that can directly impact our brain function. That's powerful stuff. It's like they're having a conversation with our brains, influencing our mood, our behavior, even our thoughts.
It's like a hidden world inside us, right? And we're only just beginning to understand how it works. This idea of psychobiotics, as Krein calls them, interventions that target the gut to improve mental health, that's a game changer, potentially. Imagine being able to treat anxiety or depression by modulating our gut bacteria.
Yeah, exactly. But it's complex. I mean, not all bacteria are created equal. Some are beneficial, some are not. And we're still figuring out why and how. Plus, everyone has a unique microbiota, so a one-size-fits-all approach probably won't work. It's like trying to solve a puzzle with a million pieces.
It's a personalized medicine approach, really. And the research, while promising, is still in its early stages. Like that study Burnett did with the multi-species probiotic and depression. Fascinating results, but a small study. We need larger, longer-term studies to really understand the cause and effect.
Oh, definitely. And what about the ethical considerations? I mean, think back to that story about Alexis St. Martin and Dr. Beaumont. It's a reminder of how far we've come in terms of research ethics. We have to be careful as we move forward, especially with interventions that could directly impact people's mental states.
Absolutely. We also need to be cautious about overhyping the potential of psychobiotics. It's not a magic bullet. There are so many factors that influence mental health, from genetics to environment. But I do think this research has the potential to revolutionize how we think about and treat mental illness. It's like opening a new door to understanding the complex interplay between our bodies and minds.
It's like discovering a whole new language, really, the language of the gut microbiota. And if we can learn to understand and speak that language, we can unlock incredible possibilities for improving human health and well-being. It's an exciting frontier, and I'm eager to see what the future holds.
So we were talking about this incredible connection between the gut and the brain, right? This gut-brain axis.
It's mind-boggling how these trillions of microorganisms in our gut can actually influence our mental state. Where should we focus our attention next?
Well, I'm really struck by the sheer scope of the research connecting the gut microbiota to specific mental disorders. We touched on anxiety and depression earlier, but the implications for conditions like autism, schizophrenia, even Parkinson's, it's a vast landscape. It's almost overwhelming.
It is. Let's maybe pick one area to delve into. How about we start with anxiety? The research there seems particularly compelling, especially with the role of specific bacterial groups like Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, good idea. So studies show that people with generalized anxiety disorder often have lower microbial richness and diversity in their gut, and specifically reduced levels of Firmicutes, which are generally considered beneficial bacteria.
Oh?
And they have more Fusobacteria and Bacteroidetes, some of which are associated with inflammation.
I see. Interesting. So it's not just the overall diversity, but the specific types of bacteria that matter. And you mentioned inflammation. That's a key point. Because inflammation in the gut can have systemic effects, impacting the brain as well.
Exactly. And there's evidence from animal studies, too. Mice with higher anxiety also show lower levels of Firmicutes. It suggests a potential causal link, although more research is needed, especially in humans, right?
Right. And what about the species level? You mentioned earlier that most research focuses on the genus level, but different species within the same genus can have vastly different effects.
That's a crucial point. We need to move beyond broad classifications like Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes and start looking at the specific species involved. It's like saying all fruit is the same. An apple is very different from an orange, just as different species of bacteria can have opposite effects on anxiety.
That's a great analogy. So targeting specific species with, say, personalized probiotic interventions could be much more effective than a general approach. But we're not quite there yet, are we?
Not yet. It's still early days, but the potential is enormous. Imagine being able to tailor treatments for anxiety based on an individual's gut microbiome profile.
Mm.
That's the future of personalized medicine, really. It's incredibly exciting.
So we've been talking about this fascinating connection between the gut and the brain and how personalized interventions might be the key to treating anxiety. It's pretty mind-blowing, right?
It is, this whole idea of tailoring treatments based on an individual's gut microbiome. It's like a whole new frontier in medicine. It's incredibly exciting, but also incredibly complex.
Yeah, exactly. We've touched on the importance of species-level research, but I think it's worth emphasizing again. Knowing someone has lower levels of Firmicutes isn't enough. We need to know which species are missing, because, as you said, an apple is very different from an orange, even though they're both fruits.
Right, and that's where the real challenge lies. Identifying the specific species involved in these complex interactions, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, especially given the sheer diversity of the gut microbiota.
Definitely. And then there's the ethical considerations. We need to be really careful about how we apply this knowledge. We don't want to repeat the mistakes of the past, like the case with Alexis Samatan, where the focus on scientific advancement overshadowed the well-being of the individual.
Oh, absolutely. We have to prioritize patient safety and informed consent above all else. It's a delicate balance, especially when dealing with something as sensitive as mental health.
And let's not forget the importance of managing expectations. This research is incredibly promising, but it's not a magic bullet. It's not going to cure everything overnight. There are so many factors that contribute to mental health, and the gut microbiome is just one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, it's crucial to remember that. It's not a quick fix, but it is a potential game changer.
If we can learn to understand and manipulate this complex ecosystem within us, we could unlock incredible possibilities for improving mental well-being, and not just for anxiety, but potentially for a wide range of mental disorders.
It's a truly interdisciplinary field, too. We're talking about gastroenterology, neuroscience, psychology, immunology. It's all interconnected. And that's what makes it so fascinating, but also so challenging. It requires a collaborative approach, bringing together experts from different fields to really crack this code.
Absolutely. And we need more high-quality research, especially large-scale human studies. We've learned a lot from animal models, but there are limitations to how much we can extrapolate to humans.
We need to be cautious about overinterpreting those findings.
Yeah, for sure. So, as we wrap up, I just want to say how incredibly exciting this area of research is. It's like opening a new door to understanding the complex interplay between our bodies and minds. And I'm really eager to see what the future holds.
Me too. It's like discovering a whole new language, the language of the gut microbiota. And if we can learn to speak that language fluently, we can unlock incredible possibilities for improving human health and well-being. Thanks for this fascinating conversation.
It's been truly enlightening.